Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, look. Oh, the timing is perfect. Let's do the giveaway. I can't believe it's next weekend. Your chance for sold out Bottle Rock single day passes. Here's how to win. Take this code word, Valley, as in Napa Valley, V-A-L-L-E-Y. Take Valley to RadioAlice.com and enter it in to win a pair of sold out single day pick your day tickets to Bottle Rock. If you pick Friday, you'll see Lorde. She's the headliner that night. But there's a million other bands each of these days. Foo Fighters on Saturday, Backstreet Boys on Sunday, and so many more. And so many fun things to do there. The whole culinary stage is great. The food court that surrounds the field that they've got the culinary stage. Oh, it's awesome. May 22nd through the 24th in Napa Valley. The word this hour is Valley. Take it to RadioAlice.com. Mason has another code word for you at 12:05. And it's Jane with one more at 5:05. We've got this all week long. Lots of chances to win. This hour's code word is Valley.
I believe.
Bottle Rock.
Isn't our team going to be out there broadcasting?
Yeah.
Jane and Mason.
Yep. Yeah, Jane and Mason will be out there doing their shows.
Look for them. They'll have little Alice tchotchkes, I'm sure, to give away.
I'll be there too, yeah. But I won't be broadcasting, but I'll be there. Say hey.
You got to swing by the booth.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Call or text us, 800-400-3697. And you can email us anytime. You have a story to tell. SarahandVinny@odyssey.com. If you want to be a contestant on Bridge the Gap and you fit squarely into the Zillennials or the Gen X situation, then let us know that you'd like to play. You'd have to get your ass in here on a Wednesday and possibly three Wednesdays in a row if you win.
And I'll say this, I've gotten a lot. We have a lot of folks who are interested.
Oh, good.
But some of yourself, stand out from the crowd.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Tell me something that, like, why you would be so good at this.
Yep.
Instead of just saying, hey, I volunteer, you know, put a little effort in.
Yeah, and don't forget to send your phone number because Maddie's going to want to call you back.
Yes.
And we'll, you know, we're going to grab whatever we've got hanging around here at the radio station. We got tickets, we got... You know, CDs with a chunk taken out of the side.
They'll be getting a prize pack tomorrow.
I'd be happy to offer up my mouse.
No, you need that.
Oh.
Kind of need that, too.
Oh, there's got to be a mouse over there you can grab.
Just
unplug it, yeah. Well,
okay.
You know what? We'll go around and we'll gather things and we'll put
them in.
They're
getting
a
nice prize pack with all kinds of stuff.
I got some cameras I could do without.
Oh, yeah, there's some leftover donuts today. That's true. Yep.
Can I give that away?
No.
Yeah.
The cameras, we need those. To show our beautiful listeners.
Got a ream of paper I can see from here. We can give you that.
Either way.
Gallon
but I'm excited
we'll
for people to come
gas
in.
For you. That's a good
By the way, I really just want to thank you for sharing that story about your peeps. I know that it's their 60th, and I hope that the retelling of that Susie Callender story isn't going to, you know, splash back on Gentry later today as your mom hears the story and is reminded. I forgot how mad I was about that.
Let's see. My mom says we were together for 2 years before we got married. When did the Susie Callender thing happen?
Oh, geez, you're going to actually engage?
Yeah, she knows all about it. My dad does slideshows. Every now and then we'd have to sit and watch the whole cross-country trip to Susie Callender's house. I mean, it wasn't like a little secret. My mom says they were together 2 years
what
before they got
dig,
married.
What a dig, though. Like, you know... She's got to sit there and take that. I was at home pregnant while you went to chase the one.
Yeah. I got to go see if she's the love of my life.
Oh.
Well, I've got three dots going. So
oh, geez.
We'll find
she's
out.
Working on it. Yeah. Okay. Well, this has been fun.
Okay. So we did our code word this hour. It's Valley. Let's move on to this. I think is great news. We'd heard that there was a Green Day movie. It used to be called New Year's Rev, and it's about three Nimrods who get in a van because they think they're opening for Green Day on New Year's Eve. And they go, they get in a van, they drive across country, it's whatever adventures happen, yada, yada. It has now been changed to Nimrods. That is the official name. And it's coming out August 14th in theaters. The coming-of-age comedy film Nimrods, inspired by Green Day's early touring days, is scheduled to be released in theaters August 14th, 2026. The film is produced by Green Day. They showed it at some film festival where back when it was called New Year's Rev, and it got bought by a distributor, and so now it's coming out.
Well, and Nimrod is the name of one of their albums, yeah. So it's very much associated with Green Day. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, there it is. The Toronto International Film Festival is where it debuted, and that was last September. So, and I thought I had some other info about it here. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, it's just about these. And there's a trailer if you are interested in checking it out. You know what? Let's grab the trailer and put that up on the Radio Alice Facebook page. I think it's the same one we've seen before, but, you know, we'll put it back up at the top. So if you were like, oh, I can't wait until that Green Day movie comes out. Well, it's not going to be that long of a wait. When is August? 3 months from now? 4 months from now? Good times. There is a museum that's going to be opening at the site of the Beatles' final public performance. This is when they did that rooftop performance. Featuring 7 floors of never-before-seen material from the band's Apple Corps Limited archives. So if you are a big Beatles fan, and this is at London's 3 Savile Road. Three Savile Row. And they say, because it's so crucial to the Beatles' actual history, they call it the perfect location for the Fab Four's first official museum opening in 2027. Yeah, 7-floor museum. That sounds great. You remember the really long documentary where they took all that extra footage?
I watched the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, that is the concert that's documented. So if you saw even a part of that, I couldn't sit through all 7 hours of it, and I really like them. But it's called Get Back. Peter Jackson put it together from like just hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of footage. And it was their final public performance.
For me, the moment is watching Paul McCartney with a couple people sitting around, well, the band, but they're around him. And he's chopping at his guitar and he's coming up with, is it Come Together? I can't remember which song, but he's just writing it right there.
Right.
On
you
camera.
You hear the genesis of the thing.
It might have been Get Back.
I think it was probably Get Back.
It was Get Back. Either way, he's jamming the chords and he's just coming up with words right there. And you're like, this is them doing a song. Look at them. They're dressed like people and they're sitting in chairs.
And there's Yoko.
And they're just
sitting
making,
in the circle of the band.
Yes,
people.
Right. Yes, she is. You're right. And then they're just making a song that's going to live forever.
Mm. That's a great song.
It is.
Billy Preston on keys. Is he in that documentary too?
I think so.
Mm.
It was a lot of material though. I may or may not have had my laptop on my lap at that.
It was long and a lot of it was boring. The New York Times points out there are several other Beatles museums in Great Britain, but none of them are officially licensed by the band or by Apple Corps. And that's the difference with this one. They say it'll be a lot of never before seen stuff. To me, this is going to be one of those things where if you're visiting England and you were thinking, oh, I love the Beatles, you're going to need to make a reservation. Like, this is going to be huge. So, is there anything else interesting here? No, but it's opening. Museum to open. Congratulations, Ella Langley. This is, I think tomorrow is when I don't know if the Hot 100 comes out on Tuesdays. Maybe they moved it up, but I used to always see it on Wednesday, and now I start to see it the day before. So Ella Langley is the first female country artist to have the top 2 spots on the Hot 100. So congrats. Ella Langley has chosen Texas at number 1. She is darling. She looks like a really cute Marie Osmond, but with long hair. Like, she's very, very... She's really a cute girl. Choosing Texas is number 1 for a 9th week, not a sequential, right? Doesn't she look kind of like...
That's Osmond right there. It looks like her.
Yeah. She has that, but she's...
Cuter?
I think she's cuter.
Okay.
Yeah. How dare you?
Well, I know, the way you worded that, she looks like a cute Marie Osmond. I was like, ouch.
No, Marie's cute and everything, but... I think it's because she was the only girl in the whole Osmond family.
Yeah. So,
and she was cute enough.
Oh, I see.
You know, no, Donnie and Marie.
No, she's beautiful.
Nah. I don't know if she's ever worn a hat or anything. You know, I don't want to. She was in Texas as number one for a ninth week, and Be Her is now at number two. Okay. So she's got the top two spots. The only other country artist to do this was Morgan Wallen last May. I think I was skipping the Hot 100 those weeks. He actually had the top three spots. But she's the first female country artist to own the top two. Gracie Abrams. She's the...
J.J. Abrams'
J.J.
daughter.
J.J. Abrams' daughter. She has a hit that we play all the time. It's, ooh, ooh, that's so true.
I love Gracie.
I was reading that she's going into acting now, which makes perfect sense.
You?
Right.
Your dad can cast you.
She is. She's a lovely young lady.
She's like a feather floating around. She's the most graceful, like a feather, adorable like a thing I've ever seen. And she's got these sick abs, Vinny.
Are you serious?
She's wearing these. She on stage. She'll wear these.
Type in Gracie Abrams white, abs, please.
You know,
I need to see her abs.
Flowy little outfits, and then you'll just see her abs peek through.
Damn, she really does have some.
Oh yes,
Gracie Abrams is a goddess.
Gracie Abrams has not 1 ounce. She has never eaten a carb in her life.
Well, you don't need carbs when you're rich.
Why?
Why don't know.
Because you can just say to your chef, I'll take another pokey salad.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Ooh.
And got to have it with no rice, though.
Right.
You just going to sit there and eat chunks of fish with no rice?
Yeah.
I can't do it. No, I don't want to.
You could do it.
I can't.
Anyway, I didn't realize that she... So wait, what's she going to do? Oh, she's segueing into acting.
Well, this is not what that story is about. But oh. I did see, I think yesterday or the day before, that she's going to... She just got cast in some movie or something. Hmm. Gracie Abrams confirms her third album. It's called Daughter from Hell.
Oh.
Oh.
Which is funny because she's the daughter of JJ. The album's lead single, it's called Hit the Wall. It's coming out on Thursday.
Oh, I cannot wait. Oh my gosh. She's amazing.
She really is doing the crunches, though. Like, that's not just skinny. She's
yeah, no, she's definitely worked on those abs.
Uh-huh.
They do look incredible.
There's this paparazzi shot of her and Paul Mescal. They're together walking down the street, and she, like, has her hand up her shirt. And, oh, my gosh.
You just love it.
I love it.
Did she do it on purpose so that everybody could see the situation?
I don't know.
Like she doesn't know there's a camera.
Mm.
She does.
So she's, let's see, Hit the Wall. That is the lead single. It looks like we're getting that on Thursday. And she's freaking out about it. And she posted about it yesterday. Daughter from Hell follows her 2024 release, The Secret of Us, which peaked at number 2 on Billboard's album chart and spawned That's So True, Close to You, I Love You, I'm Sorry. She's a couple of her songs have surpassed 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, there's the backlash for the, what do we call that? The kids of
Nepo babies.
Nepo babies. Right. That's what I was looking for. And yet I just saw a picture of Travolta with his daughter, Ella Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, what is Preston? Is the mom who passed away? And I have warm feelings for that kid. I never met the kid. I don't. But I like Travolta. I love Travolta in Pulp Fiction and a few other things.
Yeah.
And she's starting her acting career. And I was like, good for her.
Yeah,
she should.
Why not?
I'd like to see her in stuff. I don't know why.
Right.
I don't know her. But
and work is work.
But it's Travolta. I guess that maybe that's it.
Gracie Abrams also did a song with Taylor Swift, and it was Grammy nominated this past year for Best Pop Duo Group Performance. I don't think I know this song. It's called Us.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. And they even posted a video of the two of them making it.
Oh, fun.
Like Gracie's on the piano and Taylor spitting out lyrics. It honestly, similar to that Beatles thing you were just saying, obviously not Paul McCartney, but Taylor Swift. And then they cut to, they accidentally started a fire and they had to use a fire extinguisher. It's hilarious. It's an amazing
story. It doesn't matter who it is.
I feel like I did hear that story.
The creative process.
Watching it.
I feel like I personally would be like, can you turn the camera off? I'm trying to do something profound here and it's bugging me.
Mm.
And yet there's these people just doing it. Just, yeah, have the camera on. I got this. I'll come up with the words right in front of the camera and then play it for everyone. What the?
This is Taylor and
Gracie.
Us, 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 I felt it.
They should be the Indigo Girls Part 2.
The bridge is really where it's at, obviously.
It always is. Or it's a throwaway.
It's a rant bridge for sure in this one.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this new album, Daughter from Hell, is coming out July 17th. Ooh. But we're getting a song from it on Thursday.
All right.
There you go. Gracie Abrams, Red Hot. You know how yesterday we were talking about acts that are getting old that you better go see?
Yes.
While you still can?
Yep.
Santana announces a 2026 fall Las Vegas residency. He's going to be at the House of Blues inside Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, and he's 78.
Luckily, I have seen him.
Me too.
Pardon me. He does not disappoint. He was great.
He's got a whole bunch of dates, it looks like, in September of this year. So if you're thinking, I want to see him again, you just, who knows? I mean, don't take it anything for granted.
He was my daughter's first show.
Oh, right. Was that the one over at the...
It's right here at the ballpark. And she had her earmuffs on and was on my shoulders.
Was that before the drumming
on my head?
Was that before like the summer thing and the now and... Because she was also pretty little
when she did those. So her first show was Now and Zen. The one where she was on stage with us.
Yeah. She fully, like the whole crowd's waving to her. And she's like 8 or 9 months old.
Yeah.
And she's all... raises her hand up like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing?
And we're like, oh my gosh, this kid.
She's never going to know anything else. I am out of time, Vinny. What do you got coming up?
Anxiety might be, well, let me word it this way. The good side of anxiety after these. All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's my name, Alice at 97.3.
What's she saying, that he doesn't know? He doesn't know her name?
I don't know what he's saying.
I think it's, she's calling him and he's with his other girl, so he's like being coy on the phone.
Oh, I got it. Oh.
She's like, say my name, call me baby. Why aren't you acting normal? Are you with somebody else?
That's pretty good.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Bob.
We're going with that.
Bob, everyone. And by the way, Sarah, for a minute here while we're, you know, in commercials and things are happening, pulls out the guitar and goes, I think I can. And she figures out the song and goes, I'm going to ask Bob if she wants to perform. And Bob went, nope.
Yeah, she said no.
That song's not really in my prime range.
It is high. It's the Gracie Abrams song. That's so true.
All right.
I'll practice it at home.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do the bridge.
Yeah.
And we could duet it.
I'm going to be playing it. It's hard for me to.
It's hard for me.
Very intricate strumming pattern.
Okay, I'll sing both parts.
Great. That sounds good. Perfect. See what you've been hearing. Clips, chaos, and everything in between. Find us at youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and subscribe already. We're live right now. Press go. We're here. Hi.
Update on that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
Update on that. We are 30 subscribers short of 6K on YouTube.
Oh,
so we just need 30 of you to go over there right now, subscribe, and we'll be at 6K.
Just because it means so much to us. You have no idea what these numbers are. It's like, you know, when everyone's like hassling you for a review? That's us right now. Please subscribe already. And thank you also. Thank you.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bad Advice.
Oh, I love Bad Advice.
Life falling apart? Perfect. Just what we need. You're just what we're looking for.
Yep.
Email your problem to badadvice973@gmail.com. That's badadvice973@gmail.com.
.com.
And we'll fix everything.
Yeah, we got you.
Listen at 7 a.m. on Friday for your solution.
Yep.
That's what we like to be called. The solution.
That's probably what we should call it, thesolution973@gmail.com.
We're your solution.
Yeah. It's almost like a disclaimer to say it's bad advice because it's such good advice. Also, advice is spelled with a C, not an S. I've gotten a lot of emails that have been clearly bounced back to someone.
Would you say your advice is to look up how to spell things?
Yes.
When you're trying
to... We'll advise you with an S, but we need your We need to be able to give you bad advice.
Right.
With a C.
And don't forget it. We're the solution.
Yeah. Whatever your situation is.
Overcast still here in downtown San Francisco. We should see some sunshine later today and a high in the 70s, upper 70s, actually. Warm day.
All right. That sounds nice.
Okay, I'll begin with this story because anxiety is something that seems to have become the general state of most people's being.
Yep.
And I hear so many people joke about it. I still follow V. Hale, who used to do middays here. And she's a classic, just like has anxiety and posts about it. And like, it seems to be like she farms it kind of like, this is my thing. I have anxiety, low grade at all times. And usually, you know, rising and dropping throughout the day. And I it's not just her.
No,
I'm name checking her, but and my kid has it. I'm like, what do you have to worry about? We got everything for you. Just relax.
Right.
It doesn't, nothing, you know, when you she tell has no someone idea to what's just coming relax,
even. I know. The more you tell them to relax, right. The more like, why? What's going on?
A new study shows that certain types of anxiety can actually help you live longer.
Oh.
Scientists look at data from more than 400,000 people and discovered there may be two very different kinds of worriers. The first type is the unhealthy version that's tied to stress, mood swings, and poor mental health. Mm. The other type is described as having emotional reactivity and internal stability. It means being cautious and anxious without being emotionally unstable. So I do think that
somewhere
there's,
in the middle of those.
Like, I'll give you an example. There's a good fear with the ocean.
Healthy fear.
Like a good, healthy fear with the ocean. The ocean can kill you for sure. So you should know what your physical fitness level is at. You should know what your abilities are at in terms of your experience. And when looking at the ocean, you might say, I'm scared and I don't think that's the spot for me today. I'm going to stay here on my towel.
Mm.
That's good anxiety.
Right.
That's the anxious.
That's life-saving anxiety.
There's definitely times when you get out there where you realize, I just want to go in. This is too, I got myself in way over my head.
Mm.
And literally. I've been there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely been like.
Where a little bit of healthy fear might have benefited you.
It might have. Well, you want to challenge yourself, but yeah. Then you do find out quickly, like I don't surf enough for this. This is for the people who, the youngsters who are at this daily are just, you know, frothing like, oh, let me at it. And I'm like, I'm going to paddle over that one just to be on the other side of it. Not.
I mean, I've got kids now. What am I doing out here? A day like today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
After about 10 foot, I start going, this is probably for the youngsters. Anyway, good, healthy anxiety might keep you safe. Folks say that it lowers your risk of death by over 15 years to have that sort of low grade emotional reactivity and internal stability. They're calling it ERIS. ERIS, emotional reactivity and internal stability.
Oh.
But it causes you have some cautious anxiety versus that poor mental health anxiety. So there's a difference.
Okay.
And then there's that person who goes, hold my beer. That beer probably is what kept them or what was keeping them from doing it until they had the beer. And then they went, you know what? I used to be able to do a backflip. Hold my beer. I think I can do that.
Oh, did I break my back?
No, you pooped your pants.
In front of everybody.
Yeah.
This story is all over the internet. I just want to say this as a quick warning to those of you who vacation. When you go places, there is a culture already in place when you visit, when you're traveling, when you go to, say, for example, Hawaii. There is a dude from Washington State up north, a tourist that threw a rock at a monk seal. Now, these monk seals are cherished in Hawaii.
Oh.
The same way the turtles are cherished in Hawaii. And they will tell you, if you're with a group, they will tell you, don't touch the turtles. We're trying to, in advance, we're letting you know that a local sees you touching a tourist, they're probably going to punch you. Touching
tortoise.
a tortoise or whatever.
Turtle.
So that is kind of like, this is where we live. This is our culture. We love these animals. We live with them and around them. And this dude hurls a rock at Lonnie. It's got a name.
Oh,
the
Jesus.
Hawaiian monk seal on Maui. And sparks an on-the-spot beatdown.
Oh.
And now he's facing serious federal penalties as
he's
well.
He's charged. Oh.
The guy who threw the rock.
But not the guys who beat him up.
No.
Oh, good.
No, that was vigilante justice is what
Truthfully,
they're calling that.
Like that, even if it wasn't a cherished animal, please don't throw rocks at wild
and
animals.
And his response when someone said, hey, listen, that's a protected animal. His response was, I'm rich. I can pay the fines. First of all, I really feel like there's something wrong with you if you attack animals. Like
yes.
In this case, he's throwing a rock from land at an animal that is, and they go on to say that Lonnie, the sea lion, the monk seal, just had a baby and you're throwing a rock at it. So it's just another one of those things where this animal's just in the water, just living, and a rock comes in, you know.
We just got a text from the Big Island. There are only 1,600 monk seals left. They're so endangered.
So this guy got his beat down, but then more importantly, and I'm not saying this is, you know, this is what this guy gets. His name, face, and where he lives are now all over the internet. So this is one of those things where, you know, you can't, look, Karen, you
that
go out and do something.
That douchebaggery is going to bite you in the ass.
You do something dumb. Here's a dude who's, you know, he's going to get back to his home state and find out the internet's everywhere.
Lonnie's revenge.
Damn, man. I don't know what you're thinking, but I was glad to see it as well.
No, he's not thinking. He's a jerk.
Right.
He probably also tortures cats and flies and, you know, like who does that occur to? Oh, look, an endangered monk seal. Let's
throw a
rock at it.
It's unbelievable. Unfreaking believable.
I'm in Hawaii, one of the most beautiful spots on earth. Mm-hmm. Let's just cause some chaos.
Keep that in mind.
I'm glad he got a beat down.
Well, and I'm glad. I mean, it's going to follow him, is the point I was trying to make.
I hope when people Google him for the rest of his life, bad guy.
The dude who throws rocks at, you know, animals.
Don't trust him.
Our text number is 800-400-3697, and Maddie's on the show.
Let's see here. Thanks for the Santana info. We're trying to catch all our favorite acts in their Money Grab Before I Die tours. This year alone, we've caught Sting.
Oh, great. Good. Well, you want to leave something to the kids, I guess.
Yeah, well, Rush got some of my money. I'll tell you that right now.
We were talking about emails for Bridge the Gap 510. So to be clear, for Bridge the Gap, Maddie wants you to stand out. Can they just say Google me? Yeah, I'll Google you. That's good. 707, good morning, y'all. Oh, thank you for the Dungeon Crawler car books. I heard about them about a year ago. I didn't bother to read them until you made a big deal about them. I started last week and I'm halfway through book four already.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You need other things to do.
If you're reading, like I'm reading it, it's a tough read. It's just so much stuff. So
you know what? You should be listening to them.
I'm going
to. The performance is everything in these books.
Yeah, masterful.
It really is. This guy is incredible. His name's Jeff Hale, and he does all the voices.
206, if you follow a lot of local Hawaiians, that the beatdown that guy got was because he shoved the Hawaiian guy's girlfriend after she told him to leave the monk seal alone. That ass whooping was 100% earned.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but there's supposedly video. I didn't go look for it. There's supposedly video of him getting thumped.
Yeah.
And the people would want to watch that, I guess, if you're the guy that throws rocks at seals.
And shoves women.
And don't touch the turtles.
That's right.
People always in like, yeah, don't do that.
There's all that stuff. They'll tell you, just keep your
paws to yourself.
Yep.
And don't take any rocks from the volcano. It's bad luck.
Oh. I'm not going to take any of those rocks. They're not really paintable. Very porous.
Oh, right. Yeah. Besides, you're on bottles now.
Yeah, I am.
Are you off bottles or?
No, you know what? I don't even want to talk about it.
No, it's too late.
I'm actually thinking about taking all my bottles, putting them on my front fence and being like, please take one. Get these things out of here.
How many do you have?
So many.
Like 100? No.
Half that easily.
50 bottles, yeah, fully painted and done.
Yeah. Ready to play?
Yeah.
How old's that guy? There just weren't enough good. When did that happen today? Let's start with...
I like you that you have hobbies. That's good for you.
Thanks. It is good for me.
Yeah.
It definitely is. I really enjoy it. Meditative. Rami Malek. How old is Rami Malek? Freddie Mercury in the Queen movie Bohemian Rhapsody, which earned him a Best Actor Oscar. You might also know him as the star of Mr. Robot. Mm. And it's the Pharaoh in the Night at the Museum movies. Rami Malek. How old's that guy? Mm. Bob, you're first.
I think he's pretty young. I'm going to go 36.
36. What do you think?
43.
36, 43. 35. He is 45. Vinny has another point. Wow. Vinny got a point from something earlier. I can't remember what, but.
All right. Being good looking and
probably
smart. So smart. Yeah.
Thank That's you, guys. Probably.
Great yeah. dresser.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Witty.
Really?
Bald.
Smart. Mm-hmm.
That too. Yep.
Well informed.
Yeah.
How news about director of Alice News Network.
Chrome Dome.
Effortlessly cool. He doesn't even try to have hair.
Cool breeze.
Living his coolest at this moment.
Since he was a baby, I've heard.
Yeah.
Vinny, you're first. Jason Biggs. He's the Jim in the American Pie movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jason Biggs. How old's that guy?
Oh, all right. I'm going to say he is 49.
49. What do you think, Maddie?
48.
48.
50.
He is exactly 48 years old. Vinny and Maddie are tied, two apiece.
Cool breeze.
How old is Stephen Baldwin? He's the Baldwin whose daughter Haley Baldwin married Justin Bieber. How old is Stephen Baldwin? And Maddie, you're first.
63.
I
like Haley Bieber.
How old's her dad?
I have no idea. 65?
65. What do you think?
64.
He is exactly 60. So that's a point for Maddie. Maddie pulls into the lead. Sorry, I shouldn't have said exactly. That usually means two points. How about I love this guy? He put out a record in like maybe 83, 84 that I love every freaking song on. How old is Billy Squire?
Oh, stroke.
Everybody wants you.
He has a couple decent albums.
Oh my
actually.
God.
Yeah.
That one album, though, every single song on is just a hit.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Oh.
Emotions in Motion.
That's the one?
Did I get it?
I don't know.
Well, come on. Give me a point.
Billy Squire. Hold on. I will if it's Billy Squire album.
Emotions in Motion, 1982.
That's probably it. Don't Say No. Is the one I'm talking about.
Oh,
Don't Say No. How dare you?
Don't Say No has...
Yeah, it has The Stroke, My Kind of Lover.
In the Dark, My Kind of Lover. Lonely is the Night.
Lonely
oh,
is
my
the
God.
Night.
I love, love, love that song.
Yeah.
What right. do you want from me? Nobody knows. I actually love that, too.
Everybody Wants You is on Emotions in Motion.
Everybody Wants You. Hold on. Is it on both? Because it's listed here.
So how old is he?
Yeah, how old is he?
Oh, what's the question?
And who got the...
I went first.
Yeah, Bob, you're first.
Billy
Squire.
See.
How old is Billy Squire, a guy we've been talking about for too long?
How long ago was the 80s? Oh my gosh, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go 70.
What do you think, Ben?
69.
68.
He is... 76. That's a point for Bob.
Wow.
Billy Squire's old. How about Tony Hawk? How old's Tony Hawk, Vinny? You're first.
I'm going to say he is... Say he's 60.
60. What do you think, Maddie?
61.
58.
He is... Exactly 58, and suddenly Bob and Maddie are tied for first place, and Vinny's in second place with two. All right, we're going to do the final one here. Let me find a good one. How about Tootie from The Facts of Life, Kim Fields? She's now on a Netflix show called The Upshaws. How old is Tootie, little girl from The Facts of Life? And Maddie, you're first.
60.
What do you think, Bob?
68.
That's not the number.
You can't overuse it.
Oh, sorry. Okay. 69.
She is 57. That's a point for Maddie, and Maddie wins the game.
Oh, two in a row. How's what that feel? The... How's that?
Maddie, he's on the show. It's Maddie. Ooh,
he's on the show. It's Maddie.
Happy birthday to all those people.
Oh, yes. That's, I was like, whose birthday is it? Like, someone's birthday. She's looking right at me. I'm like, did I get old?
It's your birthday?
No, it's right. Thought it might be, though. Goodbye. Keep it here in Alice all day. We got your chance to win tickets for the sold-out Bottle Rocket 1205 with Mason and 505 with Jane. Don't forget, Jane does 97 minutes commercial-free every day starting at 4 p.m. Tomorrow, another round of Bridge the Gap as we bring our Bay Area listeners into the studio. Joanne and Elizabeth will be battling it out. We'll see you here at 8. Have a great day, and we'll see you on Hope Day.
Thank you.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.